Tonight, Jennifer Weigel stops by the Showcase studio with an interesting friend. Then later, we'll get a Chicago sports breakdown from Mark Carmen. And our old friends Tim and Micah help preview Sketchfest Chicago. All that and a special quartet printing hello to Char Lee right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Oh, you're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Go to WGNradio.com and you can see my lovely guest, Jen Weigel, who's sitting right next to me right there. Mic on.
Hi.
I often say that the conversation off the air is, it's unfortunate that people can't hear that one.
Right.
You know, how do I explain the conversation that we're having? You know, Scott Stantis owes us, he lost a bet with us, Jen.
He did?
Regarding Donald Trump. And whether or not Donald Trump would make it past the debate.
Oh, yeah.
No. That was Professor Green did not think Trump would make it past the debate.
Okay.
And I said he would.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scott Stantis said that his numbers, who is the cartoonist for the trip,
of course.
He said Trump's numbers would go down.
And they went up because Trump bought them, but that's another story.
So I believe he owes us. Wasn't he going to get a full body wax and play his high school flute outside?
That is correct. Scott Stantis has to be completely hairless at some point this year.
Wait, was that Carm? What was Carm? Why did Carm?
We always want to wax Carm,
yes,
but he never bets for the waxing. We just try to force that upon him.
Mm. Yeah. And if you're a smart listener, you'll know in the commercial break we were talking about waxing.
What I'm saying is I turned to Jen and said, have you ever been waxed? And so as a matter of fact, we both partake in that. Why? I don't know. I didn't need to share that much information.
No, I actually think that people who wax other women's lower parts should get six figures. I mean, that should just be an automatic.
My esthetician
yes.
was telling me about her experience learning how to do that. And they tried to take a volunteer because they have to practice on someone.
Right.
And no one would. Mm-hmm. Volunteer.
Right.
So she was she was asked to do it and decided that she would go ahead and be the model for that. So she had like people standing around her just whoosh.
So she should get six figures too.
Definitely. Yes. The practice of esthetician.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean I know.
Like, what?
Like, I mean, how you can't, like, there are beauty schools, right? And they'll ask people, hey, we'll give you a discount and you get a haircut and color and we'll do our best.
Is there a lot of skill to waxing, though, or do you just put the wax on the hair and then rip?
Oh, what?
Oh, isn't that?
There's a lot of skill.
Okay.
Oh, there is leaving skin behind skill.
Yeah.
There is making sure that, you know, you can, the reason that you're doing it can be accomplished.
Well, have you guys, where does the skill come from? Is it the way they rip or is it the amount of wax they put on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Temperature?
Yep. Temperature, speed.
Third degree burns.
Mm-hmm. Burns. You don't want to be left with burns.
Yes. The angle at which they, I believe, remove the strips, right?
Yes. There's a quiz later. Anybody wants to know.
Yes. Especially in the most delicate areas because you got to get up into the folds. You know, and then there's
once you do it, you'll never go back.
Yeah.
I get
in trouble for shaving in between my appointments. Yeah, I get in trouble for that. Craig, we're going to be talking about a similar thing. No, getting
we
in
are
trouble.
Now?
We are. No, for getting in trouble by a professional of some sort. Now we're talking about our estheticians who are like, why did you do that? But I've had this happen with electricians who are like, who wired this? And with mechanics who are like, who worked on your car last time?
Right.
As though, like,
or if you get your hair cut by somebody else, you're cheating on your hairdresser,
yes.
and that is just the worst.
Oh, it's so bad.
I know you weren't here last time. Mm-hmm. You're like, what? How do you know?
How about I not come back?
Right.
Have you ever had the guilt drive you away from going back to somebody?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it down a notch, everybody. Mm-hmm. Craig's like, how did we go from?
No, I really love that idea. The guilt makes me not want to go at all.
Back. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Esmeralda, have you run into that where someone said, well, who did this for you last time? Why?
It hasn't been that, but I've had that fear. So I won't go back. I'm like, no, they're going to ask, and then I'll feel really bad.
Oh, man, we got to let that go.
I just say myself. They're like, really? Like, I cut it myself. I colored it myself. I just say that. And then
oh,
they
that
kinda
works.
Look, but it kind of doesn't, because there's no way I could cut all the layers of my crazy curly hair.
Do they compliment you and say, remarkable job?
They just kind of nod and know that I'm full of it.
I do cut my own bangs. I'm not cutting them anymore because I'm doing a lot of flip. I can't see anything.
No, it looks good.
Well, I'm letting my hair grow. You know what I found out the key is to having long hair?
What?
Not cutting it. Men are riveted right now. What?
Yes.
What is it? They can't peel themselves away.
Mm-hmm.
Although, okay, the Brian Urlacher thing, so
Being
crazy.
Of hair, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So ridiculous. And it's fun to read some posts. That was because it's lighter, right? It's lighter than the president of the United States
Or North Korea testing nuclear bombs.
Hydrogen bombs, yeah. Artificial earthquake, I believe, is what I heard Rob Martier report. Mm-hmm. Or even expired license plate stickers, because the Secretary of State's no longer sending out reminders. So please get your stickers on there. But Brian Urlacher, I saw one woman, right, because they posted on WGN-TV his picture, and Thomas Sula was like, this is wild or whatever. Mm-hmm. And someone wrote, am I supposed to care? And you're like, if you don't care, don't post anything. Like, you do, obviously.
You took the time to write the comment.
Yeah. Oh, no. So he has, so is it implants?
What's happening? Or glue.
Right. Now, Esmeralda, did I hear you say you like him better with hair?
I do. He doesn't look as meatheady.
But I think he looks badass with the shaved
I love
globe.
The shaved look.
Yeah,
I'm
but I don't know if he's, I don't know. He looks a little too like,
Well, that's back when he was wearing his jersey and, you know, getting hit in the head a lot.
I know, but he wasn't saying it. It's just the picture.
Yeah.
Of him with a shaved head.
I don't like it. I don't like the hair.
He looks like he'd have a sweater tied around his neck.
See, I kind of like that. It's a softer side.
You know what?
Of Brian
Who else has this? Like, Jeremy Piven has the same thing. His hairline's growing forward. It's like over time.
He's having implants?
Just look at him.
Because you kind of know him, don't you?
Just
a little bit. Your brother was on Ellen's show for a little bit, wasn't he?
No,
was it Rafe?
No. Rafer was on the Jenny McCarthy show for a while.
Oh, I know Rafer was on some one of those shows.
Yeah, but Jeremy, even back at the movie with, was it Lucas? He had a bit part in Lucas.
Wow.
I know.
That's going back.
I'm going
way
back. Throwback. Yes. And he was one of the football guys. His hairline was receding then.
Right.
And now it's like way forward and it looks like Brian Urlacher.
Oh,
so maybe they go to the same guy.
Maybe. Interesting. My husband went to high school with Piven and John Cusack.
Yeah.
And now John Cusack had a project not too long ago, didn't he?
Which one?
I can't. I know. I know he's still working.
He was in the Spike Lee movie. Yeah,
Chirac.
That's the one.
Yeah. That reminds me. We have to remember to text back, email back to DB Sweeney, Craig. I forgot. He sent us a happy holidays message. Hello, DB Sweeney. I don't know if you're listening to our show yet, but I saw him in the lobby and tried to be very cool.
Did you? Did it work?
Yes, Craig.
By the way, real quick from the 312, I wonder who used to wax Urlacher's head.
He probably did his own, right?
Clippers. Just shaving it.
He pulled a Jen Weigel and did his own, cut his own hair.
Exactly. Then he has, then he can feel secure going back to his hairdresser. I immediately thought of Senator Katowski, and when I saw Urlacher, because I can't imagine. Can you imagine Senator Katowski with hair? No.
No, Big Danny Kay is definitely a bald guy to me.
Right. We'll let him know that tomorrow. We'll ask him his thoughts on the Brian Urlacher developments. Right. Jen Weigel is live in the Allstate Showcase studio with us. She has a live appearance this week that we're going to find out more about in just a moment. You're listening Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. We are giggling in the Allstate Showcase studio. Oh, Jen, it's really good to see you. We haven't seen each other in a while. Oh, at Zany's.
We did a great
show when we did that 2 months ago.
You do the show. I just showed up for a few minutes on the
you
stage.
You did a show.
Thank you.
Stop it.
It was so
fun. You did great. And you have another performance this week, a live appearance?
Yeah, this Friday night I'm going to be at the Biograph Theater with the Manhattan Medium. You know, people might have heard of the Long Island Medium, but this Thomas John, he wrote a book called Never Argue with a Dead Person, which is a great book.
Yes.
And
have you ever, I'm sure you've argued with a dead person, haven't you?
Yeah. I've argued, you know, to the sky. I know a lot of people say to me, so Jen's kind of fallen off the deep end with her psychic friends because I've interviewed
Who
a lot
says
of people.
That? Oh, point them in my direction.
Social media is a
I will dance
beast.
With you. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's go to town.
Don't read.
No, but people will say you call yourself a journalist, but yet you're interviewing a medium. How could you do that? You're losing all your integrity. And the bottom line is this. I have conversations with people that I think will push the envelope and make me challenge my ways of thinking. Because if we just stay status quo, we'll never evolve as a species. We have to keep asking questions.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'd all still be smoking on airplanes.
right? If we
In hospitals.
On the Johnny Carson show.
Exactly.
So strange.
So I feel like asking questions is important, and that's how we get information, and that's what I do as a journalist. Sometimes it's with a scientist or a doctor. Sometimes it's with a medium. Sometimes, who knows? But they're usually people that I think make people, I don't know, Why just sort of push the envelope.
So they think it's hokey or something? That
no, they think it's the devil. I get a lot of that. People think I'm going straight to the fiery inferno for even having this conversation.
For being able to reach out and
For chatting with a medium, a guy who claims he's a medium.
Gotcha.
You know, there are a lot of people that think that this is all a joke, and I get that too. And I have interviewed a lot of people that are shysters, and I've also interviewed a lot of people that make me scratch my head.
How do you suss that out?
Well, I'll give you an example. So Thomas John, the gentleman I'm having the show with on Friday at the Biograph Theater, he will say to somebody, okay, Linda is here and she's with Kiwi the Maltese. Like, that's not, there's a man behind you and he's sending love. I think he might be a grandfather. You know,
right.
There's nothing vague.
Specific, right.
He makes people gasp in the audience. And that to me as a reporter and as a performer,
right,
I'm like, this is a great show, you know, because he's making people go, how does he know that? Even if he spent weeks Googling every person he thought was in the city of Chicago mm-hmm. that might come to the show, he couldn't pull this stuff out of a hat. There's
and
no way.
There are people who would say, you know, we always know there are obviously movies and TV shows. I think that Steve Martin had that movie where he's a sort of a big tent revivalist.
Yeah.
Where he's got someone in his ear.
Of course.
Or, you know, sort of like being able to, like, they kind of do entrance interviews.
Right,
and
or
things.
Tapping under the tables. And I mean, I get that. But I'm with Thomas before each show. There's no way. He's not tapped into anything. There's no microphone going in his
pants.
Yeah,
flashlight in his ear.
Exactly.
Right?
There's no IFB in his ear. There's
okay.
nothing. There's nobody in another room on a computer Googling all these names and then chiming information into his ear. There's just not. And I've looked for it because, I mean, I'm a skeptic first. And then, you know, I kind of look for this stuff. So I have to tell you, I think everybody, if you can come to the Biograph on Friday, you'll really be amazed.
Well, and I will vouch for the fact that you are curious about, like, you had a performance or a live appearance at the Wilmette Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a woman who was talking about vibrations and sort of like when your vibrations are off and how that can affect you. And I think that mm-hmm. there is something to our energy
oh, totally.
That we don't really understand yet. I was talking to a guy who's a physicist at
right.
Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that there is, you know, there is evidence that there is something when you pass away, that there's a difference in weight even in, mm-hmm. in the body, which they think is the energy that leaves, whether you call it the spirit
the
or
soul, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And well, one of the doctors that I interviewed, I love to interview scientists and MDs in this yeah. space that have, you know, that have died and lived to talk about it. So there's a doctor, Dr. Mary Neal. She's written a book, Heaven and Back, bestseller, been on the New York Times bestseller list for a couple of years. And she is an orthopedic surgeon out of California. She's been on Anderson Cooper and everything you can imagine. And she died in a kayaking accident, 30 minutes without oxygen. Was up there watching. And so she came back and tells her story. And she's like, look, I'm a living miracle. And I'm a woman of science.
Right.
So we have to open our mind to the possibility that we don't have all the answers.
Yeah, that's wild.
We have to.
I mean,
and so,
yeah.
you know, I mean, how do you explain that? You can't.
Right.
So there are so many things that happen that you can't explain. And when people get mad at me on social media or they email my website or whatever it is, or they tweet mean things, I just say, you know what really bothers me more than anything? Ignorance.
Right.
And ignorance is someone who judges a book by its cover, which is what people do with mine, or they judge a person like Thomas John, or they judge me without having any experience with us except for what they read in two sentences.
And not even what they read, but they think they read.
Right. That's true. They read this edited version of what they think somebody is.
And even if it's their own filter, a lot of times mm-hmm. People hear what they want to hear. We all have the same mechanism for reading and for hearing, and barring any sort of disability, whether, you know, maybe there's a malfunction
sure.
along the way. But other than that, it is your own filter. I mean,
right.
So maybe people are drawn to it because they want that to be true, right?
Right.
That might be true as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who get angry because it flies in the face of what they've been taught, what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're shown something else, then what is their entire life mean? What is their...
And that's the biggest thing, especially when the religious people get mad at me and say I'm going straight to hell
right.
for interviewing
a medium.
Who
are you mad at? Right.
They're mad at their belief system could be shattered, so oh no.
Right.
You know, when people heard that, you know, George Bush couldn't spell very well, they were so mad, but it was true, but they didn't want to disbelieve in their president. You
yeah.
know, I mean, there's some things that just happen and it's going to shatter your belief system, but it's the way it is.
I don't know why things can't exist parallel.
Right.
Right. So like you have your beliefs. You don't believe what Jen believes or what the Manhattan's medium
mm-hmm.
has these skills. That's fine. Then you go do your thing and
right.
exist in your space.
Right.
So you don't have to cry. You hear it and go... It's like anything else where you hear something, you go, oh, no.
Yeah. That's for me or it's not for me, but okay.
It's kind of like floating along, like, let's, you know, in a boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there, like something kind of moves your boat along to the other side. You're like, do you then go back and try to like move that rock or try
right.
to fix that wave? No, you're like, oh, I'm going this way now. I'll adjust. Just adjust.
Anybody who acts out of fear or ignorance, that's how all the wars have ever started,
mm-hmm.
right? Because somebody is challenging your belief system. So if you don't push the envelope, if you're not the Rosa Parks on the bus, then you're never going to get anywhere, right. You know? And I'm not saying I'm Rosa Parks by interviewing mediums. I'm saying I am having conversations that some people want to have but won't.
Right.
And I am challenging other people's belief systems by saying, maybe we don't know all the answers, so let's have a conversation about it. And then I say to people, I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm showing you a conversation, and then you can decide what you want.
I love that people can't accept that. I don't love it. I mean, I say that very sarcastically because
I love it.
It's so cool, and people get angry.
Intolerance rocks.
That's go occupy your space.
Right.
I'm not coming into your space. Maybe you hear it. Maybe you read it.
Right.
Go to the next thing.
I get hecklers sometimes at shows. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Why do they come to the show?
Because they want to be heard and they want to bark
and they want to heckle.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you're kind of like, wow, isn't that fascinating? But, you know, hey, I do what you need to do, but don't come heckle in my space.
Move along.
You know,
right.
just
let the wave take you somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll catch my wave. You get your wave.
That's right. I'm on a different raft. I don't want you on my raft.
Right. It's so bizarre. There's no reason to get angry. So what can people expect when they come to see the show, the performance at the Biograph?
At the Biograph, yeah. 7:30 Friday night. There are still tickets available. You can go on to Biograph Theater or JenWeigel.com. There are tickets there. And click on the gigs thing. That's where you'll find it. But basically, I interview Thomas for the first hour and ask him about everything, you know, his gift and how it works for him. He's been feeling or hearing or sensing things since he was 4 years old. And it's kind of fascinating to hear his stories. And he's 31 years old. He doesn't have the ego of a lot of these other people that I have interviewed in this space that think they're all that.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And they have this, like, let me tell you how this works.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Attitude.
Snap. And then he gets up for the second hour and just tells the audience what he sees and hears.
And we have him on hold, so we're going to talk to him after the news. Before we do get to, do I have time to take Marie's call before we go to town? No, I don't have time. I'm sorry, Marie. We'll see as we move along. Mm-hmm. But so we can have, I don't know how to invite callers, you know, to, I've never done this. My first time having a medium. We have a music psychic, which is a little different. Like he goes on the vibrations of what people listen to, what music speaks to them. And he kind of, Dr. Dingman has a different skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So people kind of have an assignment when they call in.
Well, yeah, I would think that if people have a very specific question about something, he would take a couple of those calls, but I know he wants to tap into your vibration and see what you're up to.
Oh, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so invasive, but it's not.
No, tap in. tap that. So give us a call at 312-981-7200. If you're texting us, that's a more complicated sort of exchange. So
yeah.
We would, we'll take, you know, we'll address any questions if we can, but it would be nice for our listeners. I know that people love to have this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, you and I lost our fathers actually, I believe, within the same year.
Right around Father's Day in June.
Yeah, yes.
Terrible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was. My dad would pass away just days after Father's Day in 2001.
Yes. Mine was Father's Day 2001. So we were just...
So it was days.
Yeah.
I think you and I both sort of embarked on this search for what does that mean in my... Who am I now?
Right.
I think. Mm-hmm. And I had different experiences and I still do. I have moments. So when we were talking about arguing with dead people, I still hear my dad. Like, I'll see somebody and I hear my dad make a snide comment. I'm like, it's my dad. It's not me. I'm not making a judgment call on that person. It's him. It's totally him. So we are talking to Jen Weigel. You can go see her and Thomas, the Manhattan medium, at the Biograph Theater on Friday night, 7:30. Tickets again are?
JenWeigel.com. Click on gigs.
And how do we spell Weigel?
W-E-I-G-E-L. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. And more with Jen. And you can give us a call again, 312-981-7200. Right now it is time for our... No, I have to do this first and then that. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by journalist and author, broadcaster Jen Weigel. And she has a live appearance. Appearance?
I'm a Purian.
Yeah, I apologize. With a medium. I don't know where I was putting an extra syllable or vowel, but I was adding it because we have in line with us the Manhattan medium. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Jen's been raving about you. I'm sorry. I know I must have your last name somewhere, but tell us your name, Thomas.
Thomas John.
Thomas John.
Thomas John.
How many jokes you get per day, per week, I would guess, about having two first names?
Well, I do go by my middle name. I just for work purposes and stuff. I have a very Irish last name, and my mom told me that it was too long, and I would never be well known with a name like that. So
we have to learn what your last name is.
My actual last name is Flanagan, but I just don't go by it because my mom said that, no, Flanagan, if you're going to write a book and stuff, people, you know, you need a more powerful name. So that's why I go by Thomas John.
Well, it's all three are excellent names.
That's right.
Yes. Flanagan's a wonderful Irish name. Tell us a little bit about how you started to sort of get the, I don't even know how to describe it, because I think that everybody who has been to a medium or is curious about a medium, we all have a different impression of what it is you do. Tell us what your skill is, or how you develop that, or what your sense is of who you are, I guess.
Well, you know, I communicate with the spirit world. I talk to people who have passed away. I would say that's one reason that people come to me, a pretty big reason. And I also, you know, I work also with people. So that would be kind of the medium side of things that I do. So, you know, if you lose somebody and you want to talk to them one more time or many more times, you know, you would find someone like me who has the ability to do that. And so that's something that I do. And then I also work with people as an intuitive and a psychic. So that means that I see things about them. And I you know, it's less about making predictions about the future, though I definitely do tell people things that I do see happening to them. But it's more about really showing them about what path they are on, walking them through certain decisions that they're making. So I work with a lot of people that are, you know, business associates, business people, you know, that are making decisions about business, people that are planning things in their life, you know, their purpose, stuff like that. So I work with people, you know, with my intuition and tell them, you know, well, this is what I'm seeing for that, or, you know, that may not happen, but this is what's going to happen. A lot of stuff like that.
And now if we have listeners calling us, because we have a few people on hold, how is it on the phone? I mean, is that something that you can, because of their voice or something that you're feeling, sensing about them?
Well, it doesn't really have anything to do with the voice. It's more just, you know, it's a gift from God. So just like God can work over the phone and you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can pray for somebody who's hundreds of thousands of miles away. I mean, energy is energy. So I just, you know, I do live radio all the time, and I feel people's energy. Just, you know, it doesn't really matter. Actually, 90% of the clients who see me, I never have met them in person, because people call me from all over the world, and I travel. So I'm not always, like, sitting with people. So I don't need to be in the flesh with somebody when I'm reading them.
Okay. Well, can I take one of our first callers then? Do you mind?
Sure. Why not?
Excellent. So Marissa is on the line. One moment. Let me make sure. I don't want to lose anybody. Yep. I almost did. Oh, what? Thank you, Craig.
What?
We almost doubled. There we go. Marissa, how are you doing? Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm doing well. How about you?
Very well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm so glad you're, well, I mean, I enjoy the other people, but I really enjoy you, Patty.
Thank you. I like being here. I missed everybody. So what question did you have for our medium, Thomas John?
Okay, well, my husband passed away about 9.5 years ago, and I still have quite a bit of guilt, because when he was dying, maybe I wasn't the nicest patient person. And
okay. Before you go any further, because I want to be able to tell you what I see without getting a lot of extra information and stuff. And that's just me wanting to give you, a reading based on integrity and not just, you know, what you're telling me and stuff. So I just need his first name first off.
Peter?
Okay.
Yes.
And so this is something that he passed from an illness that you kind of knew the end was coming. Is that correct?
Yes, he had an illness.
Don't feed the medium.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. I understand, because, you know, I think that one of the things is, you know, what I'm getting is two places or something. Do you understand that? Like, was his illness in more than one place or something, or did it spread to a second place?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's talking about this. You know, it's funny you're saying that you think you were difficult, because your husband is saying that he was difficult. So I don't know if that's just kind of his personality, but he's, you know, one of the things he's saying is that, do you have dreams about him? Like, do you,
yes.
do you, yeah. you know, that is, you know, that's something that people discount a lot. People will say like, oh, you know, well, I'm just having a dream and, you know, I missed somebody who died and stuff. But that's actually really a way that they connect with us. So I want to listen for messages in dreams and stuff, because it, when they come in a dream and it's a positive thing, it really means that their spirit is visiting you for a time. So it's almost like you're meeting with them and stuff. So, you know, listen for messages and stuff. Let me ask you a question. Did you move from the house that you guys were living in? Like, are you in another place now?
No.
Okay.
We moved in the middle of his illness.
Oh, okay, you moved, because he keeps talking about moving and stuff. So he was sick, and then you had to move somewhere else and stuff.
Yes.
I do feel like there's like a little bit of disorganization with the finances. So I don't know if this is more like, I don't know if he's kind of saying like, almost like he's saying like he wishes he could have left you in a little bit of a better place. You understand what I'm saying? That's just kind of how it wasn't, you know. And, did he, like, this is more back in the day, but, like, I don't think this is really so much when he died. But, like, when you first met or something, did he have a mustache?
Yes.
Okay. Because for some reason he's telling me to picture him more, like, with the mustache. Maybe this is when he was younger, more vibrant, more healthier and stuff like that. And who had the cancer? Is that your husband?
Yes.
Okay, because I keep getting something about oncology and going to see the oncologist and stuff.
Yes.
You know, I think he's in a very high vibration place, and he watches over you. And I don't think there's anything, I mean, I'm not getting some sort of message that he's just saying we were kind of, you know, you guys had to figure this out on your own, and it's almost like you did the best you could type of thing.
Right.
So, well, I'm sending you a lot of love, and I
thank you.
Thanks, Marissa. I hope that helps.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you.
And don't forget, they'll both be at Jen and Thomas will be at the Victory Gardens Theater on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Victory Gardens?
Victory Gardens and Biograph is the same thing. Yeah. VictoryGardens.org you can find.
Yeah. So let me take one more before we take a break. I know Kathy's been on hold for a bit. Hey, Kathy, how are you doing?
Hey, hi. Nice to talk to you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thomas, I have a question for you that I have been wondering why nobody has ever asked a medium. From every book I read, from Edgar Cayce to near-death experiences, I have this question for you, okay?
Okay.
Are they with God? Is there a God, and is there a heaven?
Okay. Well, that is a great question. And to be honest with you, I am, you know, I'm still kind of working out my own beliefs around that and stuff. And I hate when mediums and psychics pretend like they know all the answers. I don't think that's really true. I think that just because somebody has this gift, you know, there's still things that I don't understand. And I'm still scared about dying sometimes when I think about it. I mean, what I've been told from doing thousands of readings and stuff is, I'll answer the one first question about the heaven. There is another dimension. There is a heaven. I think where it gets tricky is when people start to go into like heaven and hell and people getting punished and stuff like that. I've never been told about any place where somebody's getting punished. It's always described to me more like levels. You know, like you know, there's certain levels that people are at. There's certain grades that people are at. So I think that is more. That's kind of more the analogy is, less about like you're bad, you go there. You're good, you go there. So there is a destination. There is a place. There is a dimension where all these spirits gather. And I do believe that is, you know, what people may call heaven. And then as far as God, you know, I feel what I've been told by a lot of the spirits and even like the higher guides that I work with is that we're all God. You know, we all have God within us. We all have energy within us. And God is really the organizing principle of all that. And when people go to the other side, they have what is called a life review. And a lot of spirits will talk about that they get to review their life and they get to see things that they did great and things that they didn't do that great. But I'm always told that judgment comes from themselves. They're not like, there's not a man there with a beard who's saying, you know, you did this bad and you did that bad. It's always about, you know, them being honest with themselves and stuff. You know, and one thing I want to tell you, I know you didn't ask me, but I do feel like you're a very gifted healer. So I feel like you have healing abilities to help people. So have you ever done any sort of like energy work on people or Reiki or anything like that?
No, I'm a strong, I have a deep faith in God and Jesus Christ. But I'm an open-minded Christian. Okay.
Those are the best kind of every kind of religion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that you do have healing ability. So, you know, that's something like anything else. You know, you can have ability. You know, you need to tap into it and stuff. But I feel that around you and stuff.
Well, really. Mm-hmm. I suffered from depression my whole life and got really bad in 2006. I became psychotic. I tried to take my life 4 times in 1 year, and God has gotten me through it, and he's changed me. And I always ask him, please lead me to other people with depression so I can offer them the hope that you have given me and that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably just why that message is coming through. And, you know, I'm sure there's other factors and stuff, but people that are very empathic and people who feel energy very, very strongly, you know, they, you know, sometimes it's difficult for them to carry that burden, and sometimes it kind of, you know, it almost is, their system goes on overload. So that could be part of it, too, is that, you know, you're just picking up energy from people all the time. But it seems like you're in a better place, so that's good.
Kathy, thank you. Thank you so much for calling, and I think that it's always lovely to hear people's story and your honesty. Have a wonderful evening. And, Thomas, hold on. We've got Cheryl, Ann, and Ruth on the line, and we'll take their calls in just a moment. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. We're hanging out with the Manhattan medium, Thomas John and Jen Weigel, both going to be at the Biograph Theater on Friday at 7:30. Go to victorygardens.org for ticket information. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio with Jen Weigel, broadcaster, journalist, author. You can find her books. I'm going to say on Amazon for sure, and all the places you can find a book. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. I'm Spiritual Dammit, and This Isn't the Life I Ordered. And on the line with us, we have Manhattan medium Thomas John. They're both going to be at the Biograph Theater on Friday night. You can go to victorygardens.org. And Thomas, your book is out as well. Never Argue
I'm
with
sorry?
A Dead Person.
Yeah, Never Argue with a Dead Person. That's a great book.
I argue with my dad all the time. Don't tell me what to do, Thomas. or maybe you should. Jen was saying off the air that I should ask your advice on something. I need a title for a project I'm working on. It's my own. How much information do I give, Jen? Do you want to give my information?
No, you discern that one, baby.
I have a sitcom under development at ABC Studios, and today we were discussing a working title. We've dismissed the one that we had because they feel it doesn't really describe the show well enough. So we're trying to figure out what the title should be. And I'm a stand-up comic, so I've always dreamt of having my Everybody Loves Raymond and my Seinfeld or Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure that out.
Okay.
Any advice?
Well, I definitely can tell you that this is going to happen for you, for sure. I definitely see this manifesting and happening for you. Is there something about it? Is it sort of recent in terms of, like, did it just get greenlit in the last few months?
Yes. As far as a development, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because are you sort of, is it sort of biographical in a way?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like it's going to, you know, I see it's going to be 3 words. That's what I keep seeing. Yeah, 3 words. I see it being 3 words. A name is not coming to me at the moment.
That's okay.
You definitely will. This is going to be successful. Are you going to star in it?
I'm trying to. I am. Yeah. It's never been discussed that I wouldn't, but it's right. It's
there,
out there.
There might be some confusion about that, but I actually ultimately starring it. Now, let me ask
you
one question. I know you were talking about your dad before, but I'm sure he's around you too. But do you have a Michael who died?
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Because I keep picking up his energy too, kind of a younger sort of vibration. I know you were asking about your dad, but I'm like, no, I don't have your dad coming through at the moment. I'm sure that he loves you too, but this is Michael coming through. And he's just saying that He checks in on you a lot, and he's even saying it's been some time since he's been over here. He's been on the other side for a while, but I think he does like weird things to like let you know he's around, like move stuff and flicks things with the lights and stuff like that. So you just kind of have to pay attention and stuff like that. But I do feel he's around you quite a bit.
Okay.
Okay. So while you're over there blubbering, who's Michael?
I it's okay, Craig. It's my half brother, Michael, who passed away when he was 17 years old.
My gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. No, wow. No, that's because I didn't know him very well. I was really little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna see you on Friday, people. Thomas.
I was gonna say, what are you doing Friday, Patty?
Wow. Yeah, no, it's funny because so our lights in our bedroom and in our living room, we're convinced that somebody else has a remote like next door, and that's why the light will come on like in the middle of the night. Yeah, he messes with me.
Go, Michael.
Thomas. All right. Can you tell Mark Carmen that we have to bump him to 12:15 because I don't have to take a break here. All right. Oh, you wanted me to break because you were worried about me crying. All right. Yeah, well, that was freaky. And there's no way. And here's the thing. Let me tell my listeners, and Jen is sitting here because she saw me freak out for a moment, because I'm not very public about it. I don't use the same last name as my brother. So there isn't a way for I'm not at all public. I mean, Craig can attest to this. I'm very private about my brother's death. And so thank you, Thomas, for that. That was really lovely.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see who Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl. 1 second.
Hi, Happy New Year,
Happy
Patty.
New Year. Hi.
Jenny and Thomas John, Happy New Year.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yes.
Hi, I was just saying hi, Cheryl.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi.
I was calling because I was able to see Thomas John and Jennifer out at the Wilmette Theater last August.
Oh,
and I was lucky enough to be chosen for Thomas to give me some important information from my departed father. And like you just felt, Patty, I felt overwhelmed, shaking, crying. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing. And I do have a question for Thomas John tonight, and just was wondering if he has any messages for me from my mom from the other side.
Okay, your mom, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, your mom. And give me her first name.
Evelyn.
Okay. I feel, what I'm feeling is, did you take care of her at the end?
My sister did. Well, we both did, but mostly my sister.
Okay, mostly your sister. Do you and your sister, I mean, do you have like, are you close, but do you have like differences or something or dissonance or something like that?
No, we're close.
Okay. For some reason, your mom is telling me that you need to, like, I can't explain it. It's like, she's saying that you need to be there for her this year. I don't know. Should not be told, like, is she going to be going through something? I don't know if it's like a health thing. But she's telling me that you need to be there for your sister this year. Did your mom live with one of you, or did she live with your sister?
Yes.
Okay, because she's actually talking about like moving in with somebody and like living in someone's home or something like that. So that might be more her. And I don't feel like this is all the time or every day or every week or something, but I want you to look for birds, because your mom is telling me that that's a sign that she sends to you to kind of just, it's not like it means something. It's more just she's around, things like that. She keeps showing me birds. And so I think this would be a way that she would, connect with you, check in with you and stuff like that. I wanted to ask you one other thing. I don't know that this is your mom, but I'm getting something about Alzheimer's or dementia. Did somebody have like cognitive issues?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because there's a man on, because this is a male energy, so I don't think this is your dad. Maybe it's somebody else. A lot of times, sometimes too, you have to kind of just, just remember things, because I a lot of times people will hang up the phone and then they're like, oh, it's this person, or it could be another side of your family or something.
Correct.
But there's a man coming through that I keep seeing who's, I don't want to say it's Alzheimer's, but it feels like really bad
cognition, memory, dementia, things like that. And I'm also getting something about, like, smoking. I don't know if that goes with him or something else. But, yeah, your mom is just saying about the birds. That's the sign that I think that she sends you and stuff. And she said, it feels like you have a little guilt about stuff at the end, or you feel, you know, with your mom. But she's saying, like, she doesn't want you to think that way. You know, she doesn't want you to think, you know, anything bad, or that you guys have any, you know, that there's anything bad between you guys. You know, she, I feel like she's very much at peace with her passing and in a good place.
Yes, I did have guilt. I made a decision to go somewhere that night when I felt I should have stayed home, and she passed away that night.
Right. So that's, I think, you know, your mom, what I'm picking up from her, she was ready to go. And so, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's just when they're ready to go, it's just, you know, we can't really control that or change that or something. But I do feel she's in a very, very good place.
Okay. Well, I thank you. And just to let you know, I did read your book, Number Are You With a Dead Person? I loved it. And
I will be
seeing you out in Liberty on the 24th.
That's
of,
right. We'll be in Libertyville the 24th if you can't make it to the Biograph.
We'll be there.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye. I want to ask our listeners that are already on the line, we can't take more phone calls right now. All of our phone lines are full and because we have a schedule tonight. But I'm going to hold up. Thomas, can you hang out for a little bit longer? We can call you back if you don't want to sit on the phone for another 5 minutes.
Through the news.
I can hang on the line, yep.
All right, we'll take one more segment. We've got a couple more. We have at least Anne and Lynn and a couple other callers. And we will do our best to get to everyone. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by journalist, broadcaster, author, Jen Weigel, and Manhattan medium, Thomas Jane, who...
Thomas Jane.
Oh, that's a good actor. I like that's him, right. too. But Thomas John is on the line. Yeah. Look, my makeup is all over the place.
It is true.
I can't think straight. yeah, Thomas, thanks for that. No, that was pretty incredible. I've never gone to see a medium. Mm-hmm. So, I'm fine.
For those who just tuned in, Thomas pulled a name out of the air, as he does, and I love this when this happens live in the show, where he'll pull a name out that is just not Googleable, right?
No,
it's not something that you can search. It's not something that, you know, in his wildest dreams could he have investigated that name.
Well, because we had talked about my dad, and I was like, oh, I already shared too much information. I was like, well, if he says anything about dad, that's cool, too. But
yeah.
No, that was out of nowhere. I rarely ever talk about that part of my life. I sound so, clandestine, yes, like a veil. Thomas, you must. Is that weird when that happens? When you kind of trip over, not trip, but you know, discover something like that for someone. It's happened to you, I'm guessing, every week.
I wouldn't say it's weird. I just think it's just, you know, it's always powerful for me, and I always just you know, part of the contract that I have with the spirit world is I'm not allowed to get emotional. I know that sounds weird. But I actually, when I first started doing readings when I was very young, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old, I would do readings even for family members or friends. I would start bawling after every reading. And I was a complete mess. I actually almost weighed 300 pounds at one point in my life. I was way too plugged in. And so I asked the spirit world that they needed to help me to block the emotional connection so that I could get clearer information, because it was affecting me too much. And it's like I didn't want to do the work anymore. And so... It's very rare that I emotionally connect with the information, because I'm not allowed to, really. And so, you know, when I'm bringing through stuff, it's you know, it's somebody else's life, but it's like passing through me, and I'm just telling them, you know. And if you were sitting in my office for an hour, it would be more than, you know, who's this person? It would be, you know, it's like it would be an in-depth conversation. So.
Right. Well, again, I look forward to meeting you on Friday, but there are people on the line who are, I'm sure, waiting and curious to find out what you might say to them. So we have Anne on the line, who's been waiting for quite some time. We thank you for your patience, Anne. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Patty?
I'm doing really well. What do you want to ask Thomas?
I don't know how much. I've never been to a medium either. My sister keeps telling me I should.
Come Friday, Anne, to the Biograph. Come on.
I should. And I don't know how much information I should give to Thomas. We've been through a very difficult year, and I'm just wondering how my daughters are going to fare out this year.
Okay, so you kind of want to know a little bit about your daughters and maybe anything else. What are their first names?
Sarah and Abigail.
Okay, sounds good. I will tell you just when I'm connecting with you and stuff, there, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of things that are, you know, maybe going to come up for you and stuff like that. But I do feel a male spirit that keeps coming through. And he keeps kind of pushing his way. I feel like he's watching over you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if this is maybe like, if this is, I don't know if this is, it feels to me like it's a, you know, I feel energy. So sometimes it doesn't have a name to it. But this feels to me either like a, do you have a boyfriend that died or a partner or a husband or anybody like that?
My husband passed away, yeah.
Okay, so I think that he's the one that's coming forward for you. Could you give me his first name, please?
Jerry.
Jerry, okay. Well, I do feel like he's very much around you and stuff. He's telling me, you know, it's nothing bad, but he's telling me that he's very, concerned, or not concerned, but he's, for some reason, when you said the Abigail name, that light, the energy with that really lit up for me, and I felt like maybe he's a little bit more worried about her or something like that. I also get something about a heart attack. Do you understand this? Did somebody die of a heart attack?
My mom did, but this was years ago, and I've wanted to see it. My sister has had contact with my mom. Since her passing,
okay.
Through a medium.
That's fine. So your mother did physically pass of a heart attack?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's somebody that's coming through as well. You know, that's somebody, you know, I know it's a different side of the family, but I feel like your husband is there something about, like, who is somebody in the middle of a move right now, or is somebody, like, packing up boxes? I keep actually seeing a visual image of boxes being packed up.
We're not moving, but I've been trying to clean out, not his stuff, but clean out stuff. And I just was about half an hour ago just trying to organize things and downsize. So,
yeah,
yes, I just had boxes
so
in my hands
that.
About an hour or about half an hour ago.
Right. And I'm just being honest with you, and you may feel like this, you're not ready to hear this yet, but I just want to tell you what I'm getting, because the dead people know what to tell you, that they, what you need to hear, but I feel like you might not be ready to hear this yet, but there's going to be another person who enters your life, so there is going to be another romantic partner for you. I know, like, you're probably not even oriented that way yet, but I'm just telling you, you know, that's something that it's almost like your husband is saying, you know, he wants you to have that experience again, which I feel like is kind of very much like how he wouldn't be if he was alive. Like, you know, like he's so, like, possessive of you.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's, you know, over there, he's like, no, there's going to be someone for you. And, you know, he wants you to have that at some point. So that will happen for you.
Oh, boy.
And stuff. But yeah, just, I feel like, not depression, but I just feel that, I'm sure it's hit both of them, but he's just telling me with Abigail, she's a very old soul. I can feel that. She's a very old soul and very, how old is she?
She's 17, but her sister says she's 17 going on 40.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get that she's she's an old soul. Did your husband go very quickly?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting something about not being able to say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe not a proper goodbye or something like that. And for some reason, he's telling me when he first got to the other side, he almost kind of, like, blamed himself a little bit. But he's kind of worked through that now. I don't know if you would understand that, but
yeah,
that's what he's telling me. And, you know, he said also, you're going to get through this together. He's going to help you from the other side and stuff like that. I actually feel like you're extremely intuitive. You just need to tap into it a little bit more. But your third eye is very wide open to me, so you should be able to really connect with him. It just may be a fear thing, or maybe you just need to learn the signs and stuff. But you're going to be able to get messages from him.
And bring Abigail to the theater on Friday, okay?
Honestly, everything you've said has been pretty spot on. So I really...
Oh, good.
Appreciate it.
Oh, so glad to hear that, Anne. Have a lovely evening.
Find my best here at midnight.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so sorry for our Lynn, Louise, and Kathleen, because I have to leave them hanging. We're gonna have Jen and
Jen. Can we give them tickets maybe or something? Or
absolutely, if they would like tickets to the show.
I was gonna ask you that, but I didn't want to presume as much.
Yes.
So Lynn, Louise,
I'm reading mine.
Lynn, Louise, and Kathleen, you've been on hold for quite some time. So Craig will take your information off the air, and we will have tickets for you at the box office, I'm guessing, at Will Call.
Yes,
well, Craig will get that information to Jen. Again, Thomas John, the Manhattan Medium, will be at the Victory at the Biograph Theater on Friday with Jen Weigel at 7:30. Go to victorygardens.org for more information. I will be there on Friday because, you know, I'm totally wigged out, so that's good. No, I'm not wigged out. It is there. You're right, Thomas. There is a sense of... you know, I'm grateful for that moment. So thank you so much. I don't think I've ever had that experience. I know I haven't. Mm-hmm. So my listeners got to listen to me stumble around. And I'm very emotional, and I will work through that for a little bit. But it was very sweet. And I can't thank you enough for that, for telling me about my brother.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And how can people find out more information about your, if you're, you know, perhaps they don't want to, they can't make it to the Biograph on Friday.
Right, or Libertyville the 24th. We're going to the Dells on the 22nd. We're hitting the road,
yes,
baby.
Yes, you are. In the middle of winter, no less.
I know, why not?
Yeah, Medium Thomas, right?
Yeah, Medium Thomas. Yeah, mediumthomas.com.
All right, well, best of luck with everything, and I look forward to meeting you on Friday night. And thank you so much for staying up late with us and helping
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Jen, you as well. Such a pleasure. I would do our selfie before you go.
Oh,
my makeup
you.
Is all over the place.
No,
so
man. I'm not usually up at this hour, honey.
That was wild.
I love it.
Yeah. So
I love that happened for you, because that's as I travel and as I go with Thomas from show to show, it's moments like that where you watch somebody have that aha gasp.
Yeah, that was
that
strange.
Really kind of some it helps the healing, and you know, it's good stuff. Good
yes,
stuff.
It was very good stuff. So, Jen, I look forward to having you back. So, the next Friday night at the Biograph, and then the 24th in Libertyville.
Correct.
So, if you have time, we'll find out if Thomas has time in the next couple weeks before you do that appearance.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because I know our listeners really enjoyed that, at least for the most part. Those of you who question that, I don't know what to tell you. There's no explaining what just happened, except that Thomas tapped into something. There's no way for him to have known about my family. So, thank you so much, Jen.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
You know, honestly, Patty, what you do is so... needed.
And then a three-word title for my show.
Right.
Mark Carmen joins us in just a moment for some sports. And Jen, you're welcome to hang out with Carm if you want for one more segment.
I know.
You don't have to leave right away.
You talk about Urlacher's hair?
Yes!
All
we're
right.
After this on 720 WGN. Let's put him in right now because we've made Carm wait so long. Carm, I'm sorry. I don't know if you've ever had a psychic do a reading for you, but one listener's really on hold for a long time. And then also he read me, and that was weird. So I'm fine now. How are you doing?
Patty, I don't know if you're aware of this, but this does happen to be your show.
I know, so. But I don't like making you wait. You're very patient, and you're one of my favorites, so I don't like
well,
to.
Well, I mean, you are my favorite, but I will always wait for you. And it's okay. I was having one of my late night tennis extravaganzas. It would have been okay if I wasn't doing that. But tough loss tonight on the court, Patty Maniche.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he took it to me, but he's an outstanding player. It was just really a privilege to be on the court with him. So, you know, it's about moving forward now for me in my tennis career. And I know you're supporting me fully.
Yes, I am,
and I
of course.
That.
Yes, no, we are behind you 100%. We need you to wear, like, pretty late shirts. We'll sponsor you. Can we sponsor you out on the court?
That would be awesome. I would love to be sponsored, and pretty late would be my number one choice, without a doubt.
Mark, do you think that you weren't aerodynamic enough? Because we were talking earlier about still getting you waxed. If that would help you on the court.
You know, I don't think it was an aerodynamic situation, Craig. And, you know, I thought that entering 2016, since we didn't get that done in 2015, we would move on to bigger and better. Wasn't that the point?
Yeah, well, more than if that's what you think about it, if it's bigger and better, we'll do that too.
Monthly waxes?
Monthly waxes, yes.
Way to go, Esmeralda. That's what he meant.
Yes, that's what I meant too. It was monthly. Yeah, we'll have a standing appointment for you.
Okay, great. Hey, whatever it takes to be accepted by you guys, that's what I'll do.
To appease us. Is that what it is? To appease you with the constant mocking of the waxing. I am happy for you that your Sundays will be less violent and filled with hostility and anger from the former Bears that you host the show with.
I got to tell you, Patty, I'm going to miss the Hamp, OB, and Cos extravaganza. And just to tell you what a sweet, heart of a man Ed Obradovich is. I mean, there's all that fire, and it's as real as can be, because when we're just watching the game, it's the same exact guy. But in the last segment or second to last segment on Sunday, he walks over to me, and I'm like, OB, what's going on? It's, you know, it's during the commercial. He's like, just wanted to give you a hug, brother. It's been a great year. I mean,
aww.
when a 75-year-old man who played in the NFL and ripped people's heads off for real comes over and gives you the hug, I mean, that's a special moment.
That is wonderful. Did you
Isn't that nice?
You took a mental picture? Did you any photos of that moment?
No, I was pretty much caught off guard. I basically, as you would imagine, I gave him a hug, and I think he was a little bit alarmed that I did not want to let go.
I just see he's walking around, Carm's attached to him from the front. He's like just trying to whip him off, trying to shake him off a little bit. I like that. I like that image. So the Bears lost. How does that affect their draft pick? Are we happy that they lost?
Well, losing is good for draft picks, and they did a lot of that this year. So they'll be number 11 overall, and it'll be interesting to see which way they go. They obviously, when you finish 6-10, you've got a lot of needs. So whether it's a pass rusher or a linebacker who can do a little bit of everything, or I don't know. I mean, it would be shocking, but there is the thought that they maybe might draft a quarterback. I would bet against that, but that's, you know, if they really love someone, they got to find Cutler's replacement at some point. So that's a possibility, and, you know, they might go offensive line too. So they got plenty of needs. So we'll see.
Well, what else is pressing that you want to make sure we know about that you have some thoughts on?
Well, Blackhawks had a great win tonight on the road. They've won 4 in a row, so they're playing some great hockey, and things are settling down normal there. And the Bulls were a winner as well tonight, so they've won 5 in a row. And Derrick Rose is back on the court. So that, you know, it was good. He missed 3 games with the hamstring, and then he had an MRI on his knee. And he was looking great before, you know, his latest flare-up, but he was, you know, it's kind of what I've been saying with him. It's, you know, people are hard on him for, you know, that he looks lethargic. Well, when he really pushes himself like he did in the couple games before he got hurt, then his body breaks down. So it's kind of a catch-22, you know. Early in the season, is he really going to push himself when this body of his is just, you know, it's just, it can't handle the pounding. At least that's how I see it. So,
yeah, no kidding. It's a lot of wear and tear.
He's back out there tonight, and your Northwestern Wildcats are on the court tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on WGN. I am looking forward to see how they bounce back after a rough loss to Maryland, but still only 2 losses on the year, and they've had a great start to the season.
You know, Mark, real quick, if the Bulls won a bunch while Derrick Rose was out, does that mean that Jimmy Butler and maybe the team plays a little better without him? Have you seen any of that?
Well, it shows that they're capable of winning without him, but listen, if they're going to be a playoff, you know, real serious contender, they're going to need both Butler and Rose. I mean, they've won without Jimmy, they've won without Derrick, they're winning without Noah, but, if they're going to, and that's a big if, and I wouldn't bet on that one, and no, neither would anybody else, but if they're going to get by Cleveland and LeBron, they'll need everybody, and they'll all need to be playing extremely well together. So
there you go. Excellent.
That's what I think, Craig and Patty.
And we appreciate that. We love what you think. And I look forward to seeing you again. If you have time to come in the studio next week, that'd be cool.
Next time I'm in there, Patty, and I'm bringing you flowers.
Oh, don't do that. You don't have to do
I'm
that.
I'm bringing you a double cheeseburger from the Billy Goat.
Just bring a grilled cheese sandwich. But but mostly bring you.
Okay.
Mostly bring you. Carm, where can we find you next?
I'm doing, Patty, I got some early morning duty. I'm going to be doing sports business. So I'll be on this Thursday in the 5 to 6 a.m. But then Saturday, Sunday, the beat, 3 to 7, 3 to 6. And I'll be on tomorrow night with the halftime and whatnot with Northwestern.
We did that video for the mountain climbing, the wall climbing at the, you know, at Maggie Daly Park. Is there a sport that you want to throw out there that I should try to do?
I'd like to give you a tennis lesson and see how that goes.
Okay, that's fine. It won't be you won't get as frustrated as the people who try to teach me how to golf got. I have at least some idea of how tennis works. Golfing, I just could not at all. It was frustrating. I would basically cut the grass all around the ball. Just kept swinging.
Well, I mean, listen, golf is a sport that you really don't need to learn. It takes up so much land and you don't sweat, and it's so much money. You know,
it is expensive. All that stuff.
You know, before we let Mark go, too, if he wants to bring a double cheeseburger next week, he can.
Yes,
let's not say no to that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to circumvent that experience for you, Craig. Excellent.
I'm double cheese for Craig, grilled cheese for Patty. I got it.
And Esmeralda,
I'll have a double.
Oh, there you go.
And a double. All right. Now we got 2 doubles of grilled cheese, and I'll have Maker's Mark meat.
Regular chips.
Nope. Okay. Yeah. I like it.
Wow. This order keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know what?
Are you going to put the pickles and stuff on it for us? Or are you
They have the whole onions,
not the chopped.
Yes. Those are better.
So, I'm not a rookie. You get the onion goes on the burger and you get a ton of pickles. I mean, come on.
I agree. We're all on top of that. I'll have my own condiments here.
Oh, okay,
Don't worry about
me. We have condiments here? It sounds amazing. Okay.
It's a secret condiment stash that I have. I don't leave the house without condiments. Follow Carm on Twitter at The Carm, on Facebook at Mark Carmen. And we look forward to seeing you with your bags of billy goat next week.
All right, Patty. Have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.